Last night, for Shalosh Shudas, maybe before I should mention Shalosh Shudas last night, I want to tell you a Maisa Shohoya that I just heard a few moments ago from Reb Chaim Becker. And Reb Chaim's here, so if I don't give it over exactly the way it is given to me, I would feel welcome to say, you know, to make any amendments as such. About 6 months ago, his father was in New York on father-in-law on Eastern Parkway, Ocean Parkway. You see, it's a good thing he's here. Well, let's keep the detail, you know, accurate. Here he is, 6 months ago, Ocean Parkway, Reb Chaim's father-in-law, and he sees a pair of tefillin on a bench there, open. And there is no identification. So he takes them, of course, because it seems that someone had either found or stolen a pair of tefillin, looked in there, because you know Jews keep money in bags such as this. They keep treasures, if not cash, they're diamonds, rubies, emeralds, pearls, and therefore someone opened the bag, and to his dismay, he only found little boxes with leather straps, and he didn't have time to open the boxes, fortunately. So he left them there, and fine. And now, Baruch Hashem, so that man, someone was smiling on this person whose tefillin were lost without any identification in it, and Reb Chaim's father-in-law, being the type of person that Reb Chaim's father-in-law would be, he put up a note there on Ocean Parkway. You know, tefillin law found, etc., etc. And the person, this is Takisan, the person along with this, a person comes back, is looking for his tefillin, sees the note with Reb Chaim's father-in-law's, you know, the telephone number, contact information, calls him, and he gets his tefillin back. Now, how often do you think it's going to happen that so-and-so is going to be able, no contact information in the tefillin, that he's going to be able to get, you know, back his tefillin? Baruch Hashem, that person, the right person found it, and this person was zoche to get the tefillin. This is why, last week, anyone who wasn't here, that I offered these little cards that Elchanan is going to give the saint. If you haven't, you know, if you haven't received one, take it. Write your contact information, name, telephone number, and address in the card. Put it in your tefillin bag, because you never know what can happen. You could be here, there, or anywhere, and therefore, why have to go through the pain or hope that, oh, I heard a story about, you know, it really happened. All right? Okay. If I tell a story, it's a story. If I tell it over that it happened, it happened. And thank you for, you know, making sure that I gave it over correctly. And please let your father-in-law know that it was indeed an inspiration. And Baruch Hashem, I happened to walk by while you were telling this over before. Baruch Hashem. And, you know, but we know that nothing happens by happenstance, that's for sure. And very happy to see that Mr. Dov Bear, for Dov Bear Finkel, is here. You know, you're an inspiration for all of us younger people, that we see you, you know, over here, you know, al ha-Torah v'al avoda, as such. So yasher koach, and thank you for coming to the talk as well. Yesterday I met the Geivit, and I had the opportunity to ask him a question on Reb Chaim Vital's answer to a question which is asked. And the fact is, Torah doesn't give us any command, any mitzvah as such, for midos tovos. I would think the Torah, which is not a history book, and it's there to be able to give us hadracha, I would imagine that the hadracha should have a very large amount of midas information. That is so. Reb Chaim Vital says that it's not necessary, because the midos are the foundation of the Torah. Okay, that's essentially it. So I asked the guy that but it does say losach mod in the Aseret HaDibros, And not only that, if you become Balgaiva, you'll come to forget a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we are talking about Midos. How can he say that the Midos are not mentioned in the Torah, per se, a command for Midos? So the guy that said, no, there's no problem, because after all, there's no general commandment. That's what Rechaim Vital is saying. There's no rule in the Torah. You should say, hey, be careful about all of your Midos. It just doesn't say. That's what he's saying. And there's no commandment about Tas and greed as such, Zahiris, Zrizis, and all that. And since there isn't, that's what he's saying. That all these things are the basis, he says, of the Torah. Now let's talk about midos just for a second. What does the word mida mean as such? So, you know, midos means measurements. That's really what it is. Midos are measurements. If you're talking about, you know, you say, and if you're talking in the Beis HaMikdash, you talk, you have an agudu, you have an etzba, you have an amma, you have a kmitza, you have a zeres. You can have others. They're inches, they're feet. There's a metric system as well. They're liquid measurements. These are all measurements. And we understand dry measurements, liquid measurements. There are also measurements in character and measurements as well in personality. And those are measurements in behavior. Other mikra, bekiso, kaso, koso. The Gemara says, a person, you want to know what a person really is? Watch him when he's asked to give money. What does he give money for? How much money does he give? How does he give it? There's a story I'm not going to go into now. It's not a real story, but it gives the idea of a man sees an angel that's limping, a scrawny, limping angel. And he says, "Now, why? What happened to you? Why are you scrawny?" And so the angel says, "Well, I was created when you gave tzedakah. But when you gave tzedakah, you were in a nasty mood, and you stamped your foot. And you stamped on my foot when you did that. And that's why I'm limping. And I'm scrawny and thin because you gave the, you know, instead of being, you know, a robust, you know, angel, I was thin because you gave it with poor kavanah." That's the idea. But, you know, you want to see, that's what I'm mentioning, is you want to see how does a person give? What does he give? What does he give to and all that? You can see a lot. That's kiso. Kaso, well, you know, when a person's here talking to the Bachram, as such, he's in the Beis Medrash, he is soft-spoken and all that. He's a nice guy. You can see, you know, and all that. He behaves well. But when he's home and he gets angry and he gets ooh, it's a different story. So when do you see the person's real in the way he really is? That's why they say a person is judged how he behaves to his wife. It's interesting. A person isn't behaved. Why? Because she really knows what he is. Here in the Beis Medrash, Shina's sitting there, Pashkia's over there, you know, everybody else. Everybody is great. That's why when it comes time, beware. Beware. I mean, you know, don't say you never heard about this. But when people go out in Shiduchim, who gets the call? Along with the Rashiva, the Mashkiach, and many others, Rebebe, the roommate. You were so and so's roommate 25 years ago. Well, I want to know. Okay, fine. You get the idea. But this is, this is all because these are the people who really see what the person is. The midos, the measurements, one of the measurements of how things go. And koso, well, okay. I'm not going to go into that. I know you guys don't drink too much anyway, except on Purim. But the fact is that even on Purim, if you take a glimpse and a glance at people, of what they do with their liquor and all that, one sees. Kiso, kaso, koso. This is where the measurements come out. Now the Gaivid, and he gave me a beautiful mushal, and I hope that it'll, be meaningful to you. All these mushals, some mishalim make it, and some don't. To me, it made it. And that is he said like this, a person brought the tailor a bolt of beautiful, beautiful cloth to make a suit. And it was, and this, by the way, he's explaining Reb Chaim Vital, what Reb Chaim Vital means when he says that the mitos are the, you know, are the foundation of Torah. It's not necessary to write them into the Torah, because you can't have Torah unless you have mitos. See, that's going to be the bottom line of this whole discussion over here. I don't want to get too far away. Without, that's going to be the bottom line, because that's what Reb Chaim Vital says. That without mitos, the Torah and all the mitzvahs, 613 in all, they just don't work right. So see, he gives a mashal. Person goes to the tailor, brings the bolt of cloth, and all the other, you know, all the other things that are necessary. Needs a scissor, and needs, you know, he needs the thread, and everything is fine. In order for the man to get started on everything that he has with this project, what else does he need, which is essential to get the project going? He needs the measurements. Because if he doesn't have the mitos, he can have all the cloth and all the other instruments necessary to cut and to sew and to patch and to... But it doesn't mean anything because he doesn't have the mitos. And that's the way it is with all the mitzvahs. That if a person doesn't have the mitos, and we're talking here mitos tovos, then all the rest of it just doesn't fit in that sense. Yes, Talmud Torah connected kulam, we understand. But the Torah needs a proper vessel to be able to function. What would have happened? Yesterday's Parsha. Here, little Rivka is there, 3 years old. She has kadal, shechma, her own little kad. You know, because it has to fit on her shoulder. If she's 3 years old, she can't get a big somebody else's kad. It's kadal, shechma. And let's say the kad, they pour the water into it, and it has holes. We didn't talk about that. We spoke about, you know, everything else, about her midas tovus and all. What if it had holes? The water, which is the lifeblood of everything, the water that kept them alive after going through the desert. Eliezer is so thirsty along with his man and the camel. It wouldn't mean anything. Because it holes in the gevesla. It couldn't drink. So we're saying something else. A person who hasn't worked on his midas, then if he hasn't done that, he has holes in that respect. You know, no, I take care of rooms, and I'm very pleased to do it. I take it very seriously, as I indicated to you before. And what happens, no one has ever said to me, I would like to have the smartest guy in the yeshiva as my roommate. Another one says, I want the most handsome one in my roommate. Somebody says, I want someone who really comes from the wealthiest family. I want him for my roommate. No, it doesn't work that way. You know what the guys say? I want a person who's considerate, doesn't bang the door at 11 o'clock at night when I want to go to sleep. I want somebody who's neat, clean, somebody who showers consistently. You know, you get the idea that this is what it's all about. It's not about these other things, the frills, the superficial things. It is the mensch. Now we speak about, the Gemara sales speaks too about clothing, how important clothing is. So sure, clothing presents us well. And in the non-Jewish world, they say, clothing makes the man. Clothing presents the man. Yeah, Talmud Chacham, Shenimtza Rav Avol Bigdo, it's not such a good thing. A Talmud Chacham who looks at, he has stains on his clothing, and he doesn't represent himself well to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rav Miller said, interestingly enough, if a person puts on his clothes, when he gets dressed, he puts his clothes on backwards. So in other words, a guy walks into the base medrash and you figure, you know, he's wearing inside out, back, and he walks in. That guy is going to lose his learning. He's going to knock him out. Why? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want him to be a representative. That's what Miller said. He doesn't want him to be his representative. I don't want a guy who walks along like a shlemiel to be my representative for Torah. Well, cut it out. Therefore, he has to come in like a mensch. Fine. But we understand that to make the man, not to present the man, ain't chinami. But to make the man, it's mitos that make the man. If people have a superficial look on it, all fine, but this is not the Torah way. It's the mitos that make the man. Now, as a reminder of this, how important it is, I want you to remember what I'm saying now, especially that a person who doesn't come in properly, doesn't present himself properly in mitos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his learning. He doesn't want such a person. People say, like, I want Hatzlach in learning. We pray to a Kaddish Baruch Hu every day. There's outside, there's a Yihiratzon when we say to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we want Hatzlacha. One of the ways that a person's going to have Hatzlacha, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu will give it to him, is when he has worked on his midos. Otherwise, Hashem does not want that person to be his representative. Let me give you a good example of what you can think about every day. Let me just see if this one allows. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Good. If you take a look at the face of a Gemara, any daf of Gemara, any daf, doesn't make a difference which Masechta, any daf, you'll notice the following. In the center of the daf is the Gemara, the Nosei Kalim, the Rashi, and the Tosfos. All, when you look at them, no matter where you look, will always have four lines, four large lines, larger lines of Rashi, and four Rashi, and four larger lines of Tosfos starting out. That's the way it is. Four. Interesting, four. And you look at any block, and you can check it out, I hope that you do, in the Gemara, you'll find that the Gemara is the center, and your Rashi and Tosfos all begin with four. So, of course, we're going to ask, why four? Now, I'm sure there are many reasons, but in line of what we're talking about now, let me share with you an idea. The idea itself I heard from David Kronglas, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, you'll understand. The text surrounded by everything four. See, so like, now think, I want you to change, let's change Svarim. Now we're going to a Siddur. The last paragraph, Elokai, my God, Nitzur Lashoni Meirah. You know what's going to happen. There are going to be four of these things. You know, I'm not going to tell you before. You don't even have to guess. Nitzur Lashoni Meirah. Guard my tongue from speaking evil. Only Lashon Tov. Number one. Number two, Usfosai Medaber Mirmah. Help me not to lie. Did you do that? Okay, I cannot tell a lie. Good, I did. Okay, better to get than to get. So, okay, fine. Better here than there. Fine. So we have to, Nitzur Lashoni Meirah, Sfasai Medaber Mirma, Vilim Kalalai, Nafshisido. If someone curses me, have good self-control. Someone curses me, I like to give it back to him, straight off. Someone curses me and he's smaller than I, weaker than I, I'll really give it to him, but not going to do it. Because Vilim Kalalai, people who curse me, Nafshisido. Quiet, okay, self-control. So now, I'm careful what I say, only Lashon Tov. I'm careful not to say things that are not true. I'm careful to have good self-control. And lastly, the nafshi ka'ofel akol tiyeh. And let me be strong like dirt. Do we realize that this building, three stories of building, with all the guys in it, and the cheder downstairs, and all the uruim that are downstairs, it's all on ground. That's what it's on. And the ground holds it up. Woo. Okay? So nafshi ka'ofel akol tiyeh. I want to be like ground. I know it can be in, you know, anivus as well. Fine, but let's deal with this right now. So therefore, four ideas. Okay? Nitzor l'shonim eroh, svasai medaber mirmah, v'n kalai nafshi sidon, we have good self-control, and nafshi ka'ofel akol tiyeh. I'm going to be strong. Then, what's next? What comes next? Help me out. Psachli b'lisur esecha. Then, open me up to Torah. Could it be, I'm participating, that when it has these four ideas, that we could be reminded each and every single day, when we look and when we open any blad of Gemara, that these four ideas were reminded that before we even get into the Gemara, which is the Torah itself, Torah Shebal Peh itself, before the Nosei Kalim, before our Rambam, before the Baalei Tosfos, that this is what if I want Hatzlacha in learning, I have to work on my midos. Those four can be, that's a whole lifetime of stuff. That's beautiful if we could. But that's it, that itself. And I know, I don't think, that a person who works on his midos, and in particular that which we ended off in this, you know, the last paragraph, a person will have more Hatzlacha in learning. So when he cries before Hashem, please Hashem, help me. He may even open the safe, you know, open up the Sefer Torah, the Yaron Kodesh, if it were not, you know, if the safe wasn't locked the way it is now. And he'd open it up, please Hashem, help. 1 second, before you do, have you worked on these four things? And which four things? The four things that are in the Shemona Esrei at the end. But how am I supposed to remember? Look at the Blad of Gemara. You have four lines there. It can help you to be able to do it. Then Psachli Bivisar Secha. Because that is the way it works. The Torah itself works that way. How many parshas are there in there? How many sedras are in the whole Torah? 54. Okay? It's 54. I'll make it easy for you to remember. Haman is mentioned in the Megillah how many times? 54. Why? It may be. There are many reasons. But there may be because he wanted to destroy the people of the 54 Sedras. And therefore, we give it to him 54 times to remind him ourselves. The fact is that don't start with the Jews. Anyway, the key thing is this. Of the 54 Sedras, the first 14 deal only with three mitzvahs. There are 613 main mitzvahs with many, 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 many subdivisions. There are three mitzvahs in the whole Bereishis. He had Puravu, Bris Milah, Gid Hanoshe, that's it. And everything else is there through the midos of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Moshe, Yosef, Moshe, going on the Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. That's all there to show us how to live as Yidden. Fine. And therefore, that what is what it is there for. 20% of the Torah, of the Sedras, 1/5 is for that. And after the first 34 psukim, I'm Reb Yitzchak. Hashem wants to show the world in Bereishis that He created the world. Who created the world? Hashem created the world. The truth is, after the 34 sentences in the Torah, you don't really get a better picture of how it really happened, except the fact that you know who created everything. Fine, Hashem created everything, but the key of everything else, even in the Bereishis itself, what do you have right away in Bereishis? Kina, Taiva, the Kavod, Motzin, Asadim, Min Ha'olam. The three granddaddies, the three Ovos Hatumah, and it fits well into the end of Shemona Esrei too. Nitzroel Shoni Meiras Vasayim Nabei Remikalai Nafshi Nafshi Gofel Kletiya. All that Midos again. What's written there? Kina. You have Kayan kills Hevel. Either they were 50 days old or 40 years old. Remember, Kayan and Hevel were born right in the day. They were born on the first day. Twins, they weren't. But the fact is, one came after the other. And then, either 50 days later, Cain kills Hevel. Or according to others, 40 years later, Cain kills Hevel. Everything is telescoped. You don't. But as far as that's Kina. Taiva, the Dor HaMabul. 1,656 years into the world. The whole world was destroyed. Taiva. And then only 340 years later, Noah was still alive. The door, Haflaga. Everybody's dispersed over. That was covered. They wanted to build a huge, huge tower into the sky that would give them fame and glory, according to some. To others, they want to fight. To others, fine. But the fact is, again, Midos and the lack of Midos. We dive in daily. Le'olam Yehei Adam. You can stop right there. Besides, Le'olam Yehei Adam, Yirei Shemayim, Baseser Vagolui. May a person be a Yirei Shemayim, either when he's alone or when he's with others. But the fact is, stopping, many do. Le'olam Yehei Adam, a person should be a mensch. And that's what we're working on. Because we understand that our Hatzlocha in learning and the underpinning of everything is going to be before we enter the base medrash, there's a sign over there which is worthwhile to say. Before going into the base medrash, it's Lezecha Nishmas Rav Einemer, Zatzal, who was a great rabbi in the United States. But the fact is, part of it is, we say, Velo Ekoshel Bidvar Halacha, help me Hashem not to stumble in Halacha, and the Yismuchu Bichaverai. And my friends will be happy. They're going to see me. He can't learn well. What does he know? Ho-ho. Chas v'sholem. I don't want that to be. And not only that, for yikashlu chavei rai b'dvar halacha. I don't want my friends either to make mistakes. And I, the esmach b'hem, that's part of the midos that go in to being able to be matzliach in Torah learning. In Megillah, there are seven Amoraim who are interviewed. They lived a lengthy lives. And the Maharach the Yamin, why did you live so long? What is it that made you live so long? So each one gave examples. And each one had examples along with the fact that he was a Tawi, you know, he was great in Torah, or that he came to Davin early, etc., and left late. But each one had something that had to do with Midos Tovos. I don't have a time to finish everything, but I'm going to say a couple of ideas that I think that it'll, you know, well, you can continue next time as such. All of us have been to chasnas. At a chasna, a plate is broken by the mothers, usually by the mother of the chasna, mother of the kala. What's the idea of breaking the plate? One of the reasons in breaking the plate is shviris hamidos. You have a young couple. He has been he and she has been she. And they're going from 2-1 now. From 2-1. How do you do that? Only through shviris hamidos. Breaking the midos, changing, modifying the way we live. Making adjustments. Making accommodations. How? Because I got me getting married, and that's the way it can only work, with adjustments and accommodations to each other. The breaking of the midos, major, major consideration. You know, I know of a couple where the woman said to the husband, before we were married, interesting, she said, before we were married, you behaved in a way that strengthened my self-esteem. That's before we were married. You know what's coming next? No, you don't. Because then she continued, and now you continue to do the same. Isn't that beautiful? When I heard this, is beautiful. So that's, it can be done. It can be done. It is done. It's just a person puts his mind to it to be able to say, ah! And it's all an union of midos. All an union of midos. Like they say, b'makom she'ein anoshim, hishtadl yosish. Where there are no people present, be a man. And that applies to everybody here. When you get married, of course it's going to be. There's nobody at home. So therefore, you always want to use the kol chasun, the kol susun, kol simka, kol chasun, kol kala. This is not going to be a marriage schmooze, but I'll tell you what, it fits into midos though. You always want to speak nicely when there's nobody around. It's just you, and it's your wife, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's it. So therefore, the makam shayin adoshim, but it also means that wherever you are with anybody else, you want to always be the person that you are based on your midos. I was a principal for 41 years. I don't remember anyone losing his job or her job. We had both men and women in the school because they made a mistake in teaching Chumash. I mean, bederech klal, those people didn't get into the school in the beginning if they didn't have the content. The problem was always midos. This one was a screamer. This one was rough. This one wasn't considerate enough with his talmidim. This one was sarcastic. Oh, you know how you like sarcastic people when you're the butt of the sarcasm. I don't like it. You wouldn't like it either. Neither did the kids. Elementary school or any school, nobody wants it. But that's the key. Midos. People don't lose jobs if they get them. If they, based on the fact that they made a mistake and here, there, he's really not qualified. Now, sometimes in a chanami, guy gets through the process, through the interview process, is not qualified, I know. But ruba de ruba de ruba, midos, so that's the way it is. So, Mietz Hashem, as we leave tonight, we're going to work on these things. When we're davening, we're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the help that we can give us in improving our midos. We are the ones that our tefilos are always the best for ourselves. That's it. A chayla who davens for himself is, he's helped mostly when it's his own, you know, he davens for himself, more so than anybody else. We all of us need help in improving our midos. The only person I saw who doesn't need any more help improving his midos, I was at Har Zeisim recently, there, the person doesn't need any more help. And I can't do anything anymore. But everybody else needs, that's for sure. So, Mies Hashem, let us continue. Have a good evening.
Great.
Baruch to you.